From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The main rebel coalition in Syria says it is willing to accept a temporary truce, but only if Russia calls a halt to its airstrikes and the Damascus government ends its offensive near the Syrian-Turkish border. Meantime, there has been some progress in delivering aid shipments to civilian neighborhoods under siege by Syrian government troops and their allies. In U.S. presidential politics, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has won what's known as the first in the West Nevada Democratic caucus, defeating Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders by a margin of 52-48. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone here with the results of the Republican Party primary in the state of South Carolina, where frontrunner Donald Trump won.
Donald Trump continues his march toward the Republican nomination. He's won the last two contests, New Hampshire, now South Carolina. The upcoming Super Tuesday primaries, mostly in the southern states, that should help Donald Trump as well. So this was a big boost with a victory in South Carolina.
For Republican candidates Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, a virtual tie for second place. Republican Jeb Bush suspended his campaign Saturday night. And Republicans Ben Carson and John Kasich, each of whom appeared to garner less than 8% of the voting, have indicated their campaigns will continue. Uganda's Electoral Commission has named incumbent leader Yoweri Museveni the winner of Thursday's presidential election, but the main opposition party is rejecting the results as fraudulent. European Union observers say the ruling party distorted the fairness of the campaign, and state actors created an intimidating atmosphere for both voters and candidates. This is VOA News. Powerful cyclone with winds surpassing 300 kilometers per hour has hit Fiji. Government imposing a nationwide curfew, declaring a month-long state of natural disaster. Local media say the superstorm caused power outages after making landfall. Property damage was significant. Many domestic and international flights were canceled, and hundreds of evacuation centers have been set up for those among the 900,000 residents affected. Afghan forces continued their offensive against Islamic State fighters in Nangarhar province in recent days. A government spokesperson claims they've killed dozens of militants over several days of fighting, and the government says most of the schools that have been closed by the militants have now reopened. VOA's Bronwyn Benito has details.
A military offensive against Islamic State in Nangarhar's Achin district continued for a fourth day, clearing areas once under IS control. The militants had captured this unpaved and dangerous road, but now local residents came out to see government forces taking it back.
The children's school you see over there, Islamic State used to plan its evil activities there and then carry them out.
They fled from here and left behind everything.
Government forces say they are targeting IS militants who are shooting at them. This time, they say, they killed dozens of fighters and wounded many more. Afghan security forces say they will not stop their operations in the area until the IS group is eliminated. I'm Bronwyn Benito, VOA News.
Mourners attended a Roman Catholic funeral mass Saturday here in Washington for the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, lauded as a giant of the law and the most influential justice of his era. One of the late justice's nine children, Paul Scalia, a Roman Catholic priest, delivered a homily to the congregation during the service. Four other Scalia sons served as pallbearers. Father Paul Scalia recalled his father's devotion to God and to country. And Vice President Joe Biden led a distinguished group of officials, dignitaries, family, and friends in attending the service for Justice Scalia, who died 1 week ago at the age of 79. Italian author Umberto Eco has died. He was 84, ending a writing career that spanned decades. His most famous work, the best-selling historical novel, The Name of the Rose, was made into a movie in 1986 starring Sean Connery. Eco was a professional academic, having studied philosophy and later specializing in semiotics, the study of signs and symbols.
That's the latest world news from VOA.